All right, effects coding. Again, I don't know where the hell the two came from. We need one code. Two groups, one code. The difference between effects coding and dummy coding is how we code the comparison group. The comparison group for a dummy code gets negative one. Treatment still gets one. SPSS still does the same thing, that the highest coded group becomes the comparison group. Now it gets a negative one. So everybody that got a dummy code of one still does. Everybody who got a dummy code of zero now gets an effects code of negative one. How we doing? The bivariate regression, R square is still the effect size, and the F test is still a test of whether that effect size is significant or not. With effect coding, A is the grand mean of all participants. The meaning of A shifts from dummy coding to effects coding. Now A is the grand mean of all participants. B tells the size and direction of the Y mean difference between the target group and the grand mean. And this is one of the reasons that people don't like effect sizes as much as dummy codes, is that it's not directly testing the difference between the means. It's testing the difference between one group mean and the grand mean. Now the logic's pretty simple. The grand mean is going to be in between the two group means. Right? So if one mean is different from the grand mean, so's the other. So if the treatment group is different from the grand mean, it has to be different from the control mean that's on the other side. Make sense? But you got to make sure that you're treating it as the grand, A is the grand mean, B is the difference between the target group and the grand mean. Multiple regression, same thing, only you've got the tag holding all the other variables constant. And now we have to have the expected value of Y if all predictors are zero, which can't happen because on the effects code, everybody's a one or a negative one. So A tells us nothing in a multiple regression because there is no person that satisfies all the predictors having a value of zero. For correlation, it still tells the direction and strength of the predictor-criterion relationship. It tells which coded group has the larger mean criterion score. And again, the significance test of the bivariate correlation, the bivariate regression weight, and the bivariate model fit, all the same thing.